Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we go on a magical musical tour with Captain Doug. All right, do you guys have good holidays?
Excellent.
We did.
Good holidays. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
With me, as always, is Patrick Foster. And then also with us here in the basement all this week, intern Sam Lisker.
Sam Lisker is in the house.
And I'm specifically asking about the holidays because, you know, I don't think I'm telling anybody any secrets here, but the episodes you heard last week were actually recorded before.
That's right.
The holidays. Yeah. This is actually our first time together in the new year.
That's right.
Yeah.
And give ourselves a little holiday break.
That's right.
2020.
Yep.
So it was good, right? Everybody had a good
Excellent.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Families are well and all that.
Yeah.
Everything all is well. Really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lisker household is going strong. So
excellent.
Nothing to complain.
This beer. All right.
Yep. Sierra Nevada mountains.
Good
I
choice.
I just realized that those are in Tenerife. I didn't know they were.
What?
Yep, they're not in the United States. People think they are. It's in Tenerife, Spain. That's where the Sierra Nevada is.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. I'm just
okay.
I'm going by travel man.
All right. So.
We've binged a lot of travel man over the holiday season.
Yeah, that's a good show. Okay, so, but anyway, what I was going to say is I opened the gift under my tree that you provided, which was the Cleveland Browns Johnny Football t-shirt.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Which,
bright orange.
Which I surmise someone must have paid you to take off their shelves,
that's
right?
That's about right, yeah. 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 I think I had enough change in my pocket to pay for it at the thrift shop. So, but it was a great find.
But I will wear that. That'll be fun. And then I got you something in Toledo. I was in Toledo for the break, but it wouldn't hold up very well.
Got
sitting
it.
In my car all day at work at the day job and then coming over here.
Gotcha.
So next time you're at my house, then that'll be
forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And speaking of gifts, I gotta say, guys, we are so lucky that we have 5 packages, and all but one of these packages arrived before Christmas. So
I know
we really have to thank everyone who sent these packages to us because they went the extra step, and in some cases really went the extra step to get them here before Christmas.
We really
appreciate that. But we like to save them and open them live on the podcast.
Right.
And I cannot tell you how hard it was to have these packages in my house and not crack them open.
You were tempted, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More than once. What are you doing downstairs, Dad? It's 3:00 in the morning. Just looking at those boxes.
So I think what we're going to do, you mentioned there's 5 of them, so we're going to open one each day this week, right?
Sounds great.
It's like the 5 days of podcast Christmas, right?
Excellent.
Yep.
We'll do that.
And I'm glad Sam's here to share in the loot.
And I should also mention that all this week is more listener favorites from 2019, so you're going to hear more of those calls where people called in and told us about their favorite music of the last year, and as you heard some of those last week, and they're great. I love doing these. It's so much fun to hear people explain why they love this particular music. It's really wonderful. Yeah.
And we're happy to send them the mixtape once.
That's right. They'll get that.
That's right.
And I especially like it when listeners send in not just one, but multiple favorites.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh my gosh, it's so much tougher to pick just one.
It really is.
I like that too. To a point, though, because I'm afraid, though, that we're going to get this big backlog and then have to go through. I do like the mix. I like it sometimes when people just say, like, here's my one thing, and then we can kind of do that. You'll hear some of those this week, too.
Cool. Fair, so, but the buildup, though, from like, okay, this was good, and now here's my number one. It's like, oh, okay, the evolution.
Yeah.
That is
cool. It is kind of Casey Kasem countdown line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, by the way, before we get one more thing, I was thinking now that it's 2020 that maybe we need to spice some things up for the podcast, right? And I had a couple of ideas.
Okay.
Speaking of Casey Kasem, one is we could start doing long distance dedications.
Love it.
Don't you think?
Well, I think absolutely we have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to spend some long distance dedications.
That's right,
folks.
And then the other thing I thought of was I don't know how this would work on the podcast, but I know they're really popular. A silent disco. Can we do that?
Yeah,
silent
that'd be
disco.
Fantastic.
I haven't heard of that. Remind me again, what is a silent disco?
That's where somebody, like the DJ plays music and you hear it in your headphones and you dance, but nobody like it makes no noise to everyone else.
Yeah,
that's a big thing, right?
Great idea. Yeah, totally.
Really showing my age with that question there. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, with wireless technology, you can do a silent disco pretty
well.
You're
right. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You can like really
free
get
flowing.
Out. That's right, man. You can boogie. Yeah, noise canceling headphones.
Oh my gosh, yes. It could get a little chaotic. People would just run into each other nonstop.
Right. You can't have shadow at a silent disco.
The other thing I thought was, should we somehow try to get in on this like superhero craze? Should we do some kind of superhero something?
I've heard superheroes about superheroes. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's worth a shot.
Those are my ideas.
What is the superhero craze? I'm like out of the loop with this. What is the superhero craze?
All the Marvel
craze?
Movies and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like DC Comics, yeah. Marvel, that stuff. Okay. Yeah, I'm for that.
I don't know.
Sam's been working very hard. He's like Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
He's coming back looking on the beach.
I know. I'm like, what is it? What year am I in? What day is it?
Okay, right, well, never mind. Let's move on to opening the package.
Can we open the box?
Let's open
I'm
the
so
package,
excited.
And then we'll hear the call. About 2019.
All right, great.
All right.
I do want to say that there's no return address on this one. So
sketchy.
Once I open it, I hope it all works out. But I do have to say, whoever sent this, and we'll know in a minute, definitely went the extra mile to make sure we got it before Christmas. So we really appreciate that.
Be careful with that razor blade there. All right. Yeah. Well, you did a very nice job.
Thank you. All right. There's a note. Somebody.
All right. Let's see if I can read it. Jim and Patrick, thanks for the opportunity to join you on the podcast. I'm grateful for all the time and energy that you put into the show. I'm glad to be a part of the Suburbs Pod community. Oh, thank you. As I shared with you, I live in New Hampshire, but am a Vermonter in my heart. Please enjoy these IPAs from the Green Mountain State.
Yes.
Also included are the 2019 game hats from my team, the Upper Valley Nighthawks. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy new year. All the best. Noah Crane.
Oh, Noah. Thank the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so let me explain to the listeners here. You haven't heard Noah on the podcast yet.
That's right.
But you will.
You will.
Because he's one of our new patrons.
Whoa. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is so cool.
Heady Topper. That's a great beer. Double Sunshine.
Wow.
I'll have to save that one for later.
Yeah.
Lawson's Finest Liquids.
Wow.
The name. That's awesome.
Heady Topper is a fantastic beer. It really is. Mm-hmm. Oh, check these out, Sam.
Oh, look at that. Look at these snapbacks.
How cool are those, man?
Oh, these are so cool.
Yeah. There is Noah. Basically has a summer baseball team.
Yeah, you're going to hear all this soon. Yeah. So let me just say, he's one of our new patrons.
Yep.
And he gets to be on the show from time to time and pick a topic. We recorded our first patron episode with Noah, but we were holding it till we get through the listener series.
Okay. Right.
So you'll hear that either probably the first week of February, I think, is when everybody's going to hear that. So you'll hear all of this stuff we're talking about. But thank you very much, Noah.
Oh,
for
my gosh.
Everything.
This is amazing.
This is really cool.
And thank you for definitely.
This is a great hat.
Oh, it's beautiful. Really is. And thanks for getting those to us before Christmas. We really, really appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It warmed our heart.
Wow, this is wonderful.
But you know, it's always nice to find that one gift after Christmas. After you opened all the presents, you're like, oh, there's one.
There's
more.
Yeah. It's the last hurrah. Right.
There'll be more in the mystery boxes later this
week. Coming soon.
All right, let's get to the call. So as you mentioned, we asked people, tell us about your favorite music of 2019. We got a lot of great calls, some very brief, some a little bit longer. This is one that's a little bit longer.
Okay.
And it's from somebody new, somebody we have not heard from before.
Really?
So that's very exciting.
I'm pumped up
to me. So let's just get right to the call.
Hey, Patrick, Jim. This is Doug Farrell. My listeners know me as Captain Doug. I'm a volunteer DJ in the North Woods of Wisconsin at an independent radio, public radio station up here, 91.7 FM, WXPR, Rhinelander. And I have been enjoying your Best of the 2010s podcast all this week. Thank you guys for all that you do there. You always put on a great podcast. This week's in particular was very, very fun. And I'm calling because, you know, as a DJ, I also have top 10 lists from 2019. I cheated a little bit, though. I made three top 10 lists because I regularly host three very different shows on the radio. So my first Best of 2019 is in the hard rock, heavy metal, punk, and alternative genre, and my number one record for 2019 was Amo and the Sniffers, their eponymous record. I believe it is their debut. Is fantastic. It's loud, snotty, everything that you want out of punk rock. Punk rock is not dead, in my opinion, it has been, kind of been blurred with a little, power pop here last couple of years. Emil and the Sniffers, however, have given me a little bit of faith in old school punk. Love that record. Second best of is kind of the pop Americana, blues and soul. And my pick for best of 2019 is the eponymous record by Nick Waterhouse. This isn't his first record, but it is a fantastic record. It is fun. It is soulful. It makes you want to dance every time you listen to it, and makes you smile. It reminds me of like some old school 60s type of lounge or tiki or even soul acts from that era. Great, great stuff there. But my number one record is the rock and roll record of the year, in my opinion, 2019, and that is Heel Grinder by the Screamin' Rebel Angels out of Brooklyn, New York City. Laura Palmer leads that band. She is absolutely fantastic live. Her voice on this record is a growling rock and roll, guttural, just fantastic, fantastic record. Absolutely love it. If you're into rockabilly and, rock and roll from, the classic sense, this is a great record. She's been getting on a bunch of lists this year, which very deservedly so, including like even an article in Guitar World magazine. Great stuff.
Okay, guys.
Oh, wow. So, that was fantastic.
Captain Doug.
Captain Doug. From Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Yeah, the North Woods. Dang.
How is it exactly you'd be a captain in the North Woods?
Hey, if you can survive up there through the winter, you can be anything you want.
That's right.
You can make yourself a captain.
All right. That snow's got to turn to water at some point, right?
That's right. You're going to be a captain of a ship.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That was awesome.
Okay, so he gave us three different ones here. Are you familiar with any of these three?
Just Amol and the Sniffers. That's the only one that I'm familiar with.
Okay, I had not heard any of these.
Me neither.
I had not heard of the other two, and I'm really looking forward
to
them.
I want to hear them. All right, well, let's start with Amol and the Sniffers. This was his pick for like hard rock, punk rock, that kind of stuff. The album is self-titled, and let's play this song called Got You.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Australian band.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Australian.
Yep.
Okay.
And they got that sort of grungy down under powerhouse sound. That's really nice.
So I started my morning with the Ramones, and I'm ending my day
with some punk rock.
Yeah.
It's kind of has a bit of an oi characteristic to it, right?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's cool. And then his next one was, I guess, more in this sort of Americana genre. Is that what you're saying? Nick Waterhouse?
Yeah.
Nick
it
Waterhouse.
Sounds like that Doug was doing three different shows up there in the North Woods. I guess if you get snowed in, you got to do the Americana shift and then the rock and roll and the hard rock shift. Yeah. So
this is also a self-titled album. And let's try this. How about this? Song for Winners.
Sounds great.
Okay.
You and wanna conjure, victim of a circumstance.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that was great. That was a solid choice.
Yeah, man, really good. I love the sort of honking saxophone that was kind of underneath that mm-hmm. kind of percolated it and made it just some guy like in the corner just occasionally hitting a note every now and then. Mm-hmm. That was really, really good.
I like it when you can hear the drum sound kind of bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, nice drum sound. Really mm-hmm. good. Really, that was a great drum break in that sample we heard.
You know, well, was that the one that he said was rockabilly? Was kind of rockabilly? Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Because mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. Very cool. That was awesome.
Very cool.
And then the last one, was this his top pick, I guess?
I believe so. Rock and roll.
Screaming Rebel Angels.
Never heard of them.
2019, the album is Heel Grinder.
Okay.
And looks like the song to play here would be Oh My Soul.
Okay.
Okay, so that's your real rockabilly there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord, yes. And Brooklyn, New York.
That's a Little Richard song, right?
I think so.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, because I was like, that is a solid 12-bar blues right there. I'm like, I haven't heard that in the last 10 years
mm-hmm.
from a current artist. So I was like, well, wow, we're hearing 12-bar blues in 2019/2020.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty good.
I believe the lead singer was mentioned as Laura Palmer, but you can see here in this picture, she's actually picking up one of those stand-up basses. So
that's cool.
I know, you know, it was mentioned that the live show was pretty good.
That is next-level talent right there.
That looks good. I'm checking the tour dates right now, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that looks really, really good.
So what I want to know is the album all covers? Does it have original music on
good
it?
Good question. I do not know.
You guys, why don't I do a little investigating?
Yeah,
you're
investigating. I have a question, too, for Doug, and I don't know if we can find out or maybe he can let us know, but is 91.7 FM available on the internets? Like, can you, while he's doing his radio show, could we stream it somehow, or mm-hmm. is it archived? That'd be cool to find out.
I mean, I think
I know a lot of shows are these days.
I would think since it is public radio, then it would be pretty readily accessible. I know back in Ithaca, the public radio station there, you could access it online. So I would hope, because I definitely want to listen to it too. I'm curious.
Wouldn't
I'm like, man,
cool?
if those selections are what Captain Doug enjoys, like, I want to hear what else Captain Doug has to play, because that was top notch.
Totally,
right,
it really was, man. 3 for 3. Would really love to hear that show. I bet it goes down great on a cold winter's night. Yeah.
I found their website.
Okay.
Screaming Rebel Angels. They're out of New York.
That's right. Brooklyn.
Yeah. But
hard to say.
It's hard to say. I noticed it said, mentioned something about the song publishing. So I don't think, there must be original songs here as well.
Okay.
So I'm just going to try play another one here and hope that it's an original song. Why don't we go with the title track?
All right.
Heel Grinder.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Man.
That's ripping, man.
That'll strip the paint off the walls.
Yeah. Get a little Lee Rocker there in the bass plan. A little Stray Cats, man.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, really great. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Captain Doug.
Doug, man. We got to add a new stop to our summer tour.
We do. Yep. Wisconsin, here we come.
It's the only time to go there. I've been there in October, and it's no fun.
Yeah.
So summer would be the time. And you were like in southern Wisconsin, yeah. So you can imagine.
You're like, don't come here.
I can't imagine. It was freaking freezing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. And don't be a stranger, Captain Doug.
Oh,
call us anytime.
Let us know. Mm-hmm.
Great picks, great recommendations. Yeah. Very cool stuff. So,
thank you, sir.
And then all this week we have more calls.
Can't wait.
We'll get to that. And I mentioned the Patreon. If anybody wants to support the show, go to patreon.com/suburbspod and you'll see all the info there. We're going to do some more cool stuff with that. Mm-hmm. What else? Visit the website, suburbspod.com,
because
the guy who handcrafts it is right here to my left.
Works his butt
maintains
off.
It, writes the articles for it. Yep.
That's right.
And we definitely want to do more with that eventually as well. We need to update the look.
Yeah,
we've had the look for 2 years now, something like that.
We're working
3 years?
On it.
Oh my gosh, where's the time gone?
Got some ideas.
I know. So there's that, and then find us on social media, which Sam also does for us.
That's
all at suburbspod. All Twitter, those. Instagram, Facebook.
There you go. And you can also email us rock@suburbspod.com or call that number, which Captain Doug did, 612-440-1984. Unfortunately, the mixtape is, that opportunity has passed.
Yes, it has.
So no need really to call us anymore about 2019 favorites. But if you want to comment on anything, any topic regarding music or the show or what have you,
give us a buzz.
That's what you do. And we'll get you in on the earliest convenience. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's do the next show, right?
Can't wait.
Yeah.
We got to open more packages.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting excited.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Attention from the flight deck. This is your captain speaking. Live from the downtown Rhinelander, Wisconsin studios, I want to welcome you aboard the Wednesday afternoon flight of Crossroads Cafe here on WXBR 91.7 FM. My name is Captain Doug, and I will be your pilot for this afternoon's flight through the sonic skies.